So I would also like to express my appreciation for seeing so many eager faces seated here, and also say to you that Giriraj must have invited you, otherwise you couldn't possibly be here. You would not have had the idea or the inspiration to make the journey. So also, as Maharaj was referring, last retreat, our Japa Holy Name retreat, we had a big storm. It was highly unexpected. We were all at Surabikund, and then the rain started. It began slowly, but it built up into a massive storm with thunder and lightning and hail, and very, very much out of season.
Minimum, like elephants.
Well, I was thinking that they seemed that big. We all ran into the pandal that we will shelter in for the next week, and the rain came down, and you should have seen it, because what happened was the men were vigorously digging trenches around, understanding what was going to happen next, but the water was pouring off the top of the tent and pouring in the sides, and at least for 2 meters all the way around, it was totally flooded. But we were all just sitting there having kirtan, and also appreciating how it didn't leave an opportunity for anyone to just leave and go outside and sit and relax and talk about something else. Everyone was packed in together. So this is something that has been given to us as a gift, so that we can get a slight indication of what it must have been like when Krishna was present, what it must have been like when Giriraj was lifted up and all the residents of Vrindavan went underneath his shelter. So one time I read a quote that really struck me. This was from Srila Jiva Goswami, and he said that one who does not learn Krishna's speaking to some devotees, he says, one who does not learn to see me in every situation and in every place remains unfulfilled and dissatisfied. All love is meant for me. So we come to the side of Giriraj to try to understand this, to put aside our normal life with all its demands and distractions, and actually take shelter of this sacred hill. And Giriraj acts on two levels. On a very transcendental level, he can give you so many illuminations and examples, like the one of the big storm, that can help you to enter a little more into Krishna's pastimes. But he also can give you provide you with the strength and the fortitude and the courage to go closer and closer to Krishna through your hearing and your chanting while you're here. And this is very important, because this human level we really need to be confident about, that Krishna cares about me and that Giriraj is there also caring about each one of us. This is very important. So this is what I particularly feel when I come here to Giriraj each year for these retreats. And I pray first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much. And I beg to become a little bit better and move a little bit further forward in my devotional life. And I pray for Giriraj's kindness, the same kindness that he bestows on the monkeys and the rats and the pigs and the dirty old dogs lying on the Prikram path and all the unusual people who live here in Jatipura. I pray that he may also look kindly upon me, kindly upon all of us, and not to consider us as outsiders. That we may not even feel that we are devotees yet, but please nourish us with your affection and your own example of service. So I hope that this mood will be gifted to you also by the grace of Giriraj. Again, thank you so much for coming. Hare Krishna.